Patti LaBelle. That name stands alone, and so does the artistry. That's why the United Negro College Fund chose to honor the legendary singer in its 30th annual Evening of Stars. Every year, the UNCF gathers top Hollywood talent in the name of education. Together, they raise money to help more than 65,000 students attend predominantly black colleges. Patti LaBelle joins us now. Welcome, Patti.
Thank you very much.
You know, you're in good company. Aretha Franklin, Stevie Wonder, Quincy Jones, Smokey, they've all been honored with the UNCF Award of Excellence. How do you feel about it, and how important is it to you?
Oh, gosh. I've been doing this for years with Lou Rawls, and when he passed, I continued to be a part of the United Negro College Fund because it's so important to me to see minority children, and you don't have to be a black child, any kind of children who can't afford to go to college. That's what they've been doing for 64 years, but televising it for 30. So when they called me to be a part of it, to be honored, I was blown away because I didn't think that I was that big.
Oh, come
on. To be honored. I said, what song do you want me to sing? They said, no, Missy, you're going to sit down. Anyway, I just said that I'm a part of it, and I can tell people what to do to help. You can go online to uncf.org and make a donation and get a DVD of the show.
Well, I was going to ask you about that because you had some great performances in your honor.
Yeah, we had Chrisette, Michelle, Tom Joyner, Wayne Brady, Fantasia, Jennifer Hudson before her tragedy, God bless her, Yolanda Adams, Brian McKnight, Mario, Sarah Dashnow, and Hendrix of LaBelle, Kobe Bryant, and Dr. Lomax.
Now, let's talk about Nona Hendrix and Sarah Dash, your girls. They did appear for you, and you guys are back together. How did that feel?
It feels great. It was 33 years that we've been apart, and now we're back together, and it's like we never stopped.
Really not.
And we're on tour now.
You've had a very successful tour so far and a well-received CD. Do you think we're going to see more of this, more follow-up?
Yeah, you're going to see another CD.
Really? Oh, great. How soon?
Oh, yeah.
How soon?
This is our first one, but we're going to do another one. I don't know when, but I know we are.
Really? I want to ask you about the inauguration before you go, because at the end of the UNCF Evening of Stars taping, you encouraged the audience back then to pray for Barack Obama that he would win, which he did. We know you campaigned for him. Where were you on Inauguration Day, and what did that feel like for you?
I was right there in the cold with everybody else.
Were you?
Yes, sitting out there, frozen feet. But it was the best frozen feet I've ever had because of what happened in front of me. Seeing him take that oath and just seeing the people in that crowd go crazy and old people in wheelchairs who never thought they would see this, seeing their reaction and seeing the white people, their reaction, seeing America and the whole world. I know they all had the same reaction. It's about time.
Here's another quick question for you. I would think, Patti, that the UNCF would really stand to be a beneficiary of having someone like Barack Obama
in the White House. And this show airs the same week that this greatness happened to America. And so now people will say, okay, let us help our kids so that they know that they can say, I could become the next president.
Here's my last question. I know that you talked a little bit about Jennifer Hudson, and she's about to make her first public performance at the Super Bowl. How's she doing?
She called me 7 times, and every time I came to the phone, she couldn't do anything but cry. She didn't talk to me.
Really?
But she reached out to me like 7 times because she sends me birthday flowers. She calls me mom. She calls me for information. So right now, I don't know how she's feeling. You know, I just know that she must be going through hell.
Do you think that performing for the Super Bowl will be a good thing for
her?
Yes,
and you know what else I was hoping?
What?
That she performed for Barack for this occasion that just happened, because I knew anything like that would lift her spirits. So performing for the Super Bowl is going to be some medicine. I hope she knows how to swallow it.
Now,
because nobody knows what she's feeling. You know, I hope she knows that her mother saw the best time of her life when she got that Oscar.
Absolutely. Last thing for sure. Did you want to perform for Obama for inauguration? We know that Aretha did, but we didn't have you that day.
No, you didn't have Patti that day because Patti wasn't asked. Aretha was asked, and I said, go, girl. She's the queen. Let her sing.
Patti, thank you so much. And again, congratulations.
Thank you, Tony. You're so sweet. I'll sing for the next one.
All righty.
Okay.
All righty, Patti.
All right,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The legendary Patti LaBelle is being honored in this year's UNCF Evening of Stars. Check your local TV listings for date and time. And the CD, Back to Now, featuring the reunited LaBelle, is in stores. Yeah.